I remember Jack Straw saying, actually, but part of the problem with the makeup of the government is that I was too powerful a personality, and therefore my job, that what I did, became too big a part of it. I think that's a fair point.
Did nobody ever say to you, Alistair, chill, it's chip wrappings? People won't remember.
Yeah, they did. They did. And I said it to myself quite a lot. And towards the end, you see, this is why. I mean, you said let's not talk about the David Kelly and the Iraq business and so forth. But towards the end, I was very much don't read the papers, don't focus on the papers, try to stay focused, try to stay strategic. And I think we did it a lot better towards the end than we did at the beginning. But the whole Iraq thing just made it impossible to, I think, to avoid the row that we had.
But the business of these professional friendships, I mean, you must be feeling a sort of a sympathy for the present government even. I noticed that you casually mentioned being at Rebecca Brooks, as she then was, first wedding. Oh, and there are the Browns, both of them, and there's Mo Mola and Chris Smith and David Blunkett. Mm. You think everybody was cuddling up at a wedding, a personal private event.
In my defence, Fiona and I don't think Rebecca's ever forgiven us for this, but Fiona and I actually didn't stay for the reception because I did feel a little bit queasy about the whole thing. Because these aren't friendships. They can be friendships. There are some media people that I would say are genuine friends. And I think that Rebecca is somebody that I like. I think as a personality, I liked her a lot. But I was always conscious of the fact that they liked, in quotes, us as much as they did because we were in power. And I knew full well that once we weren't in power, they would move on to the next lot. And I think that...
But if they weren't sort of running the News of the World, you wouldn't like them either.
Some of them I would, because, as you say, I was a journalist. And some of these people I go back a long way with. And I don't actually like being portrayed as this sort of anti... I'm not anti-media, I'm pro-good media. I like good journalists. But I think that what's come out at Leveson just shows that the whole thing, as I said to Leveson, has become, in parts, absolutely putrid. And I think... And I'm really worried, actually, at the moment about Leveson, because my sense of Cameron, when he went, is that he's trying to find a way politically to use whatever comes out of Leveson actually to get the Labour Party against the press and the Tories back in with them.
So you haven't quite outgrown the conspiracy sense.
It's not a conspiracy, it's political judgment, and mine is usually not bad.
Just quickly, now you are out of it. I mean, what do you miss? I mean, you've signed up with a big PR group which has got clients like Google and Coca-Cola, and you lecture and you write successful novels and all these other books. But is it OK for you being just an ordinary hack again like the rest of us?
I don't feel like I'm an ordinary hack in that I can pick and choose what I do.
You're an ordinary, highly successful hack, but all the same, you're not in power anymore.
No, I'm not.
You were very close to power. Do you miss it at all?
Yeah, I do. But also, don't forget, I've always stayed absolutely loyal to the Labour Party. I probably do as many Labour Party fundraisers as anybody. I see Ed Miliband and David and some of the other top guys.
You're still there to some
I'm extent. Still involved, but in a totally different way, and I don't miss it enough to want to do it full time. And I don't think, to be honest, I never thought I'd find myself saying this. I suspect I'll probably never do another full time job. I might do, but I actually like now the freedom that I've got. And I like the mix in my life. And when I left, I said I wanted to spend more time with my family. And whether they like it or not, I have spent more time with my family.
Well, you certainly look happier on it. The famous trademark scowl photo doesn't appear quite as often as it did. We love that picture.
It was on the front page of The Guardian. Mm-hmm, it's 11 years old, that picture. And it was on the front of The Guardian again the other day.